brought less noise, and just survival. They found an old fairground and cleared it with the last of their fuel and the last of their strength. Pitched tents between livestock stalls and fenced off the old midway with razor wire and truck frames. And people started to breathe again for the first time since the world fell apart. Clay didn't take charge, but he didn't have to. When trouble came, people looked to him. When food ran short, they asked what he'd do. He didn't smile, didn't sugarcoat. He just told them what needed to be done, and then did it. Andrew stayed at his side, learning and hunting, trapping and watching. They weren't the same. Clay was ice and steel. Andrew was youthful fire and nerves, but somehow they fit. One didn't move without the other. And Rufus? He stayed between them, always watching, always ready. Now, 60 days later, the snows had started to melt, and with them came signs of movement in the east. People talked in hushed tones about a tribe of raiders who didn't fear the infected, who walked among them, painted in blood and ash. They had a name, whispered like a curse in the cold winds, the Wendigos. And Clay? Clay was already planning for what came next. Chapter 1. The wire snapped with a sharp ping and recoiled like a snake, missing Andrew's wrist by an inch. "Damn it, boy," Clay barked, not looking up from where he knelt at the fence post. "Mind on the job. We already got folks watching the gate. That's their job. Yours today is fixing the fence." Andrew rubbed the thick leather gloves that had saved his skin. A red welt had already formed beneath it. He winced but nodded. "Yes, sir." He glanced up again. The van had stopped just outside the perimeter. Rusted, dented, tires half bald, but still moving. Survivors, probably. A few people stepped out, muddy, worn, wide-eyed like all the others that trickled in every week. Then he saw her. A blonde girl, maybe his age, late teens, early 20s, crawled out of the back seat behind the others. Thin, pale, hair tied back in a frayed band. She didn't move like she belonged with them. She stood apart, arms folded tight, eyes wary. Andrew didn't even realize he'd stopped working. Clay stood slowly, one hand still resting on the tensioner, and followed Andrew's line of sight. A wry smile creased his weathered face. "Okay, boy," he said, sighing. "I see you ain't gonna be worth a damn till we settle your curiosity. Let's go take a look." Andrew didn't argue. Rufus padded alongside them as they crossed the open gravel lot toward the gate. The spring wind cut through the trees beyond the fence, carrying the sharp scent of old diesel and wet pine. The girl noticed them first. Even from a distance, Andrew could see her body tense. She shifted her weight, instinctively drawing back from the group she'd arrived with and eyeing the fence like she might bolt. As they got closer, it became apparent. She wasn't with the others. One man was already arguing with a sentry over rations. Another woman was busy coughing into a filthy sleeve. No one looked back at the girl. No one checked on her. It was like she wasn't even there. Andrew stepped forward, hand raised in greeting. "Hey," he said, voice soft but friendly. "I'm Andrew. You okay?" She hesitated. "Fine." Her tone said otherwise. Clay stayed two paces back, arms crossed. Rufus sat at his feet, ears twitching. Andrew tried again. "You here with anyone?" She shook her head. "No, they picked me up a few days back. I found them near Fort Wayne. They said they'd take me along until they found somewhere safe. But they didn't want me along. Mrs. Wilson made them. It's not their fault. They were already short of supplies." She looked past Andrew toward the group she'd arrived with. Her voice dropped. "They didn't feed me. Not really. Just enough so I wouldn't starve." Andrew felt his jaw tighten. "Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore," he said. "We're all equal here. We all work. We all eat. No freeloaders, but no starving either." For the first time, the girl smiled. Just a flicker. But then her eyes shifted to Clay and the smile vanished. He hadn't moved. Still watching. Still unreadable.
"What's his deal?"
she asked under her breath. Andrew glanced back.
"That's Clay. Don't take it personally. He's like that with everyone.